88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Bullard, and I have with me the director of Uplands, and that is Nancy Robert, as well as Nicole Labbé, and they're here to tell us about a special event that's coming up. It's a fashion show, and I know that I'm really excited about this because I love fashion shows. So first of all, Nancy, when is it going to take place?
The event will take place Sunday, August 25th at 4 p.m. It will take place in the Garden of Uplands. So the setting beautiful, mm-hmm. like with the flowers and the hydrangeas are all in bloom. And it's a beautiful show. It's very colorful. We have a wonderful creator of the show, Nicole Labbé, and she'll present, like, there'll be music, and it's high in color.
Wow. Now, before we talk with her, I just want to ask you, is this the first time ever you've had this show, or have you had it previously?
It's actually the third edition. Mm-hmm. We had it in 2009 and 2010. And it was very popular. We had last time, I think we had close to 300 people in the garden watching the show. So people keep asking, are you going to do it again? So actually our artists decided to create more costumes. So now this year we can have another edition.
Well, that sounds really great. So also, as I mentioned with us, is Nicole Labbé. Now, she is the mastermind behind all of these creations. So she is the designer. Is that your main job? Are you a designer?
Yes, sort of. More like a seamstress. I never really took a class on designing costume, but I do, I guess, know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I've been doing costume for Bishop University, for the play, for University of Sherbrooke, Omar Terra.
Oh, wow.
I just finished the Canada Game mm-hmm. costume. I didn't make all the costume, but I was a good, I guess, the emergency team. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's what I've been doing.
So how did it come about that you decided to do this special event that you've been doing for the past 3 years? What brought this about?
Well, I was part of a group of artists, and we mixed theater and writing and painting and music all together. And I just finished a show at Bishop where there was six costumes. They were really, really off the wall, and I showed that to one of my friends, and he said, we should have a show, a costume show. And so I thought, okay, so I got all the costume, the, you know, really crazy one, because sometimes a costume looks great on the play, mm-hmm. but when you take it out of context, it's just a pretty dress. So what I'm trying to show as much as possible is a costume that don't make any sense, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when you watch a fashion show on TV and you would see the haute couture, you would say, nobody's going to wear this, mm-hmm. you know, the hat mm-hmm. is 6 feet tall or things like this. Well, that's what I like to do. So I use a lot of recycling material. It could be Christmas ornament or all kinds of things. I could use a sleeve to make a hat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you must collect a lot of different items from people?
Yes, unfortunately, I do. My house is filled with stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you never know what you will use whatever for. You could be inspired, I suppose, when you are making some sort of costume, and you could think, oh, wow, where is that? Whatever, this would work for that.
Yes, I have boxes. I try to classify them by color, but usually when I do a costume, I would start with a basic dress. Mm-hmm. Suppose it's gold, and I decide to make it. Make the ornament on it blue, so I go to my blue box and find everything that I have in the color.
Very smart.
Pin everything on a mannequin, and when I'm happy, then I start sewing these things. Some dresses could take me, I think one of them took me about 6 months to finish.
Is that right?
There's a lot of stuff on it.
Wow.
And they could be things. Sometimes I take things that I made for other play,
mm-hmm.
and I just turn them into a bit more crazy so that mm-hmm. they would look more fun to look at when they're not in the play.
So then you don't plan the costume. Do you sort of create as you go along then?
Yes, I create as I go along because I think it's more creative, I guess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If I know exactly what I have to do, then I get disinterested in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like when I work for a play, if there's a very specific thing to do, it's fun, but it's to me, limiting.
Mm-hmm,
so when I do a costume just for fun, then it is just fun.
Right.
I pick up all kinds of things.
Right. So the fashion show that is going to be taking place at Uplands will actually feature costumes that are not from any particular era, will they?
This time it's going to be half and half because didn't have enough time to prepare because I was babysitting my grandson for 2 years and I didn't create too much.
No.
Went to bed early.
Right.
And because I had a shorter time to do the show, I think it's about half that I created just for the show and the other half is costume that I made for previous play for Bishop and other things too that kind of just kind of turn around to give them more of an edge.
So how many costumes will you display in all?
I think I have about 25.
Wow, 25. So that does that mean that you have 25 different models?
Yes.
You actually have, okay, so they don't have to change
they
in between.
They don't have time to change.
It would be too complicated, I would imagine.
Yes, and also each person comes out with the costume, and the costume usually inspires me a song. So I always try to find the perfect song to go with the costume.
Oh, so we will have music to go along with this.
Different from the classic to all the way up to, I don't know, last time it was Lady Gaga. And
oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so all kinds of genres of music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds really great. It sounds like something I don't want to miss, that's for sure.
Good.
And so, Nancy, the show is supposed to take place, as you said, at Uplands Gardens, and that would be a beautiful place to have it. But what happens if it rains?
Yeah, in case of rain, the show will take place at the community center, the Amédée-Baudouin Community Center in Lenoxville, above the fire hall.
Okay. Have you ever had to have it there? Or?
No.
Okay.
And we hope it's going to be a beautiful day, but if not, the show will go on and we'll have it there at 4 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. And is there any charge for this event?
The show is free. Mm-hmm. There'll be popcorn and pink lemonade.
Oh.
And people can buy it in exchange for a donation.
Okay.
So we'd like as many people as possible. It's for kids. It's for, you know, like all ages. This show is attractive and great to watch.
Okay, well, that sounds great. While I have you here, can you just give us some information about your summer hours at Uplands?
Yes, until Labor Day, we're open Tuesday to Sunday between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and we serve tea during all the opening hours.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when you serve tea, you serve it in costume as well, don't you?
Yes, created by Nicole as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So you're the one that's created those.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I thank you both very much for coming to CJMQ and explaining to us all about this wonderful event. We really look forward to it.
Thank you.